USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael made landfall in the Florida Panhandle on Wednesday. The Category 4 hurricane packed winds of 155 miles an hour. Republican Governor Rick Scott of Florida said now is the time for Floridians to come together.
Following the storm, we must all come together and work together. During disasters, Floridians take care of each other. We saw this after Hermine, Matthew, Irma, and Maria. Floridians are strong. Floridians are resilient. We will recover, and we'll do it together. Florida is unbreakable, and we'll get through this together. Hurricane Michael cannot break Florida.
The Dow lost 831 points to close the day at 25,598. Some people are attributing that to the raise in interest rates. President Trump before his rally tonight in Erie, Pennsylvania.
No, I think the Fed is making a mistake. They're so tight. I think the Fed has gone crazy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A former big city mayor and possible presidential contender switches parties again. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg announcing on Instagram on Wednesday morning he's officially a Democrat again. Bloomberg was elected twice as New York mayor as a Republican starting in 2001, before then becoming an independent for his third term as mayor. Bloomberg's latest move is widely seen as a prelude to possibly running for the White House in 2020 to try to unseat President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
No one won the sixth largest Mega Millions jackpot drawing in history last night. Lottery officials say the prize reached over $470 million, but with no winning tickets, the estimated drawing for Friday night will be $548 million, with a cash option of just over $309 million. The Powerball jackpot for tonight is $282 million as well. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump directed the EPA to craft a regulation that would allow for sales of E15 year-round. It's currently prohibited and only available during the summer months due to air pollution and concerns. Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue on what this means.
He committed to protect the RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standards, which provides for ethanol to be used, a clean burning fuel, giving customers more choices, and that's what he's doing. He's wanted to do this, for, frankly, for several months, but he wanted to balance out the needs of the smaller refineries as well.
A Georgia man says he had the police called him last weekend because he was BWB, babysitting while black. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
That's crazy.
I know.
Corey Lewis runs a youth mentor program in Cobb County, and he was babysitting two white children on Saturday, ages 6 and 10, friends of the family, when a woman came up to him at Walmart and wanted to talk to the kids and said she was calling the police. The woman later following him around and right into his neighborhood when an officer did show up.
I got two kids I'm babysitting. We ate at Subway at Walmart, went and got some gas. She pulled up talking about some, are the kids okay?
This from a video that Lewis made when the cops showed up.
Please explain to the officer who Mr. Lewis is, please.
The children telling the cop that Lewis is a friend of the family, and the children's parents confirmed it later in the day. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.